From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I know Adams, the commander of the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan, said today that Marines and other American forces are in combat with Taliban fighters trying to flee Kandahar. General Tommy Franks said many other Taliban fighters are surrendering in Kandahar, but the Taliban leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, is not among them. And General Franks warned that U.S. forces in Afghanistan still face dirty and dangerous work. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jolton reports.
Anti-Taliban leaders around Kandahar just yesterday were saying Mullah Omar and his associates were prepared to turn control of their last stronghold over to the opposition forces. There was even to be a formal surrender of weapons. But Army General Tommy Franks, briefing reporters from his headquarters in Tampa, Florida, said the situation in and around Kandahar was pretty chaotic today.
We have seen the surrender of a great many Taliban forces inside Kandahar. We do not yet have a sense of comfort that there is stability in the city, and I don't expect that we will have a sense of comfort for perhaps 2 or 3 days.
Franks said U.S. Marines have run into some Taliban fighters trying to flee Kandahar with their weapons. Pentagon officials say one three-vehicle convoy tried to run a Marine roadblock last night. The Marines responded by calling in a combined air-ground assault on the convoy and killed 7 of the fighters. The biggest disappointment has been the disappearance of Mullah Omar. A top aide yesterday suggested Omar would himself surrender, but there's no sign of him, to the obvious dismay of U.S. officials. General Franks today wasn't sure what to say about Omar.
I do not have a reason to suspect that he has vanished. We continue to work on the area around Kandahar, and we simply do not know where he is right now, but that does not lead me to believe that he's vanished, if that makes sense to you.
One thought clearly haunts U.S. officials, that opposition leader Hamid Karzai may have secretly negotiated a deal with Omar, allowing him safe passage out of Kandahar in exchange for the surrender of his fighters, an idea that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and General Franks himself had explicitly rejected.
Of course I'm concerned. I'm concerned until we are able to assure ourselves that there will be no loss and no escape of any of this Taliban leadership. But I will also say that I believe Mr. Karzai knows what our expectations are now.
Of even more concern is what's happening to the foreigners fighting in Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda operation. Many al-Qaeda fighters are believed to be hiding in the caves of the mountainous Tora Bora region along the border with Pakistan. And General Frank says that's where the war effort is now focused.
We would like to prevent these senior al-Qaeda people from escaping to go anywhere. We have opposition forces in the Tora Bora area, and we have some of our special forces people with those forces. We're in coordination with Pakistan, as well as with our opposition forces, watching carefully in this terribly rugged terrain to prevent the escape of these leaders.
Frank says he does not know that bin Laden is in the Tora Bora area. But opposition forces in Tora Bora say they overheard a radio conversation in which someone asked the al-Qaeda fighters in Tora Bora about the safety of the Sheikh, as bin Laden is sometimes called. The reply, the Sheikh is fine. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.